This manual is for the rising public relations industry, and he opens by pointing out that the conscious manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is the central is the essential feature of a democratic society. It's the essence of democracy, as he later pointed out. And he said, we have the means to carry this out now. He said, we have the means to regiment people's minds as efficiently as armies regiment their bodies. And we must do this. First of all, it's the essential feature of democracy, but also, sort of footnote, it's the way to maintain power structures and authority structures and wealth and so on, roughly the way it is. It's worth remembering something else that they usually don't teach you very much about in school, and that is, if you go back to the origins of American society, it was founded on the principle that was stated very explicitly by the leading framer, James Madison, at the Constitutional Conventions, as he put it, the primary responsibility of government is to protect the minority of the opulent against the majority. And Madison recognized, he's a smart guy, that this was going to be a serious problem if a democratic system were established. It was going to, if people had the right to vote, he used England as his model. England was the model for democracy in those days, right? It's like, I'm talking about 1780s. And he pointed out in the debates on the Constitutional Convention something which everybody ought to read in third grade in a free society. I mean, this is the origins of our society, you know. He pointed out that in England, if they had the right to vote, which fortunately they didn't, he said pretty soon you would find people calling for redistribution of property and for a tax on property rights for what nowadays we'd call agrarian reform. It was mostly an agricultural society. He didn't use the term agrarian reform, but same thing. He said, people will start calling for agrarian reform. Obviously, that's intolerable. And we have to protect our own society against that kind of injustice by ensuring that the rights of property prevail. He recognized that, he said, it's a problem now. He was already concerned in the 1780s by what he called symptoms of a leveling spirit. That is, people are trying to, you know, feel that property ought to be more equitably distributed. That's a danger. But he said that the danger is going to become much more severe over time as more and more people are marginalized and dispossessed and secretly yearn for a more equal distribution of life's blessings. Now, if those people get the vote, we're going to be in trouble, because it's going to be hard to protect the minority, the opulent, against the majority, which is what government's all about.